I was Danish.
Johnny,
is this our Christmas edition?
It's
hard to keep track.
Yeah, I think it is actually. Let me check the date on that because we are one ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, right now it's Yeah, this will be. It's the 21st. It's Christmas week, everybody. Nobody. By the way, nobody listens.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe. I don't know though. It's a weird year where you know a lot of people are. Their work schedules aren't what they were before, so who knows?
We'll That's see. True. This could be a classic that nobody listens to, but
yeah,
who knows?
Could be chestnuts roasting by an open fire.
Dude, who do you think was the first guy to go dirty on those Christmas carols? Not DeWitt. I'm sorry.
I was going to say DeWitt. I thought he was.
No, I knew you were going to go there.
I don't know. Jackie Martling. I don't know.
No, it had to have been like. I mean, those songs had to have been around for, what, 100 years or something? 200
yeah, some,
years?
Some pervert way back in the day who no one liked. I don't know.
I guess it comes down to when did nuts become a slang for your testes?
Let me see. I'll look it up.
I would think as soon as chestnuts came around, someone, as soon as the slang was there, someone was definitely altering chestnuts.
Let me see.
I've got my nuts.
It's hard to keep track of something like
chin.
That. That when something became slang.
I just want to give people the credit. You know, these founders, these trailblazers of filthy Christmas lyrics. Give them the credit that they deserve.
It was Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty, the country music.
It says that's been around since the mid-19th century.
Okay. So maybe right around there, people started getting a little spicy with their Christmas carols.
Why are testicles called nards?
Oh, that's an interesting one, too.
Says possibly from nads. It's kind of like when it says, look this up.
Gonads.
Yeah, there you go.
Gonads, but how did someone go nards?
they Steve Brule'd it. They added an R to it.
Do you know how all this stuff happens? Somebody's talking to his buddy. He accidentally mispronounces nads as nards, and they're like, that's great. Let's fucking go with that.
But no one ever gets credit. People need to get credit for these things.
I would say that some of these things have more influence on society than some of the greatest scientific achievements that have come around.
Yeah, I mean, who needs a cure for polio when you got the term nards?
That's a good point.
I got a listener email here, danishthemayor@gmail.com, if you want to get in touch. This is a problem. You may have some insight into this that I don't. Here we go. Hey, Danish. Currently, I'm in a landlocked battle in the inner city part of Adelaide, Australia, with a neighbor about some chickens. So this is some city chickens.
Okay.
These fucking chickens wake me up at 4 a.m., and they're every day, and they're creating a rat problem for the whole community. I don't really understand.
The grain. They're scattering the grain everywhere, which is attracting the rats because rats love. When we had a farm in our fucking granary, and the silos, there was rats like everywhere. I mean, you would just be shooting the shit out of them with a 22.
I recently made a complaint at the local council. You took it to the local council. I like it. In desire, I don't know, that's a weird way of putting that. He says, breaking every rule of poultry keeping. I think he's saying they're breaking every rule of poultry keeping. Not allowed to chickens in your front yard, not allowed them within 15 meters of dwelling or buildings, and within 1 meter of a fence line. I basically am getting all the negatives of keeping chickens without the positives.
Yeah, which is, you know what he should be entitled to? 50% of their egg producing power, and he should be allowed to kill one every 6 months for eating.
And have sex with one whenever he wants. Yeah.
Dude, I like it. He's taken to the local level. That's the only way that you can affect change. Got to go local. And I agree. I don't think cities should have fucking chickens. I think those are country things where people have a lot of space. And I do agree. You don't want a fucking rooster waking you up at fucking 4 a.m. Fuck that.
Well, there's more here. He says the neighbor recently found out that it was me who complained. So it's awkward. And did a big cock-a-doodle-doo at me. She saw him, gave him a cock-a-doodle-doo.
Dude, she sounds like a real fucking whack job.
What a weirdo. She also was looking at me directly in the eyes while speaking to her dog, calling me, in quotes, the horrible man from across the road that wanted to get rid of your chickens. What a fucking weirdo this lady is. I'm not really sure what you guys will comment on this, but it's fucking wild to keep a loud farm animal on a property without repercussions. Just in case you don't remember my name, his name was on the email. I can go by my wizard name, Palmer Von Schriller. That's wizard names are on Beach Cops. It's Palmer Von Schriller.
Dude, I agree, man. The same as like people would complain if you had a car, a super loud car that you started at 4:30 every fucking morning and like revved it in your driveway. You can't be doing that. You gotta think of your neighbors. I'm sorry. You want to fucking be a farmer and you want to live in the city? No, you gotta pick a side.
This lady sounds like a kook. I'm picturing almost Kathy Bates from Misery with these weird antics she's doing. With
this lady,
cock-a-doodle-doo.
That's the bad man.
Talking to her dog about the fucking guy. I don't know, though. I mean, hopefully the city, like if they deny him, you know, then what do? You buy like a... You buy a coyote, let it run around there.
No, dude. House? Then you have to sit with her shit talking you till you move, and fucking have it. She'll get more. What she'll do is she'll end up getting more chickens. And she's gonna get other birds probably to fucking wake you up.
Maybe he should take this to Sensei Steven Seagal, who once thought somebody was running illegal cockfighting. Ring, and he when he was a quote unquote cop in Arizona, and he drove a fucking tank through their house and killed a lot of chickens, and I think even their dog,
his puppy, the guy's puppy, killed the puppy.
So maybe he wants, if the local level fails him, maybe go international level to Seagal.
Oh, you're saying go international assassin level, hire mercenaries. She's just, dude, chickens are cheap. She's gonna buy more chickens.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. A lady like this, the problem is you're not dealing with someone who's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, it bothers you. Let me figure out a solution. You're dealing with someone who's like, you know, going to handle it a bit wackier than that.
Dude, she's got chicken privilege.
She's a chicken hoarder. It sounds like she's a chicken hoarder. I mean, what other pet? She's got a dog in there.
I wonder if he went to her personally and was like, hey, your chickens wake me up. What do you think? How would she respond to that? Be like, well, deal with it. Too fucking bad.
She'd be like, well, Adam and Eve had a lot of animals. I don't know. Some whack. Like, you're like, what? There's nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. You better just pray to God that the city council sides with you and or somehow shame her.
Chicken shame her?
Yeah. It's how can you chicken shame someone for city chickens?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe get a farmer in there who needs some chickens from this, you know, from the country, and they take them.
Do you know what I would do? If he loses on the local level, if she continues on with this, capture rats and find a way to release them into her house and then blame it on the chickens.
It sounds like she could have rats. I picture like a disgusting... I picture chickens in the house.
You picture her sleeping with like rats crawling all over her face and body.
Yeah, just like her putting chicken feed between her boobies and these things pecking it out. I don't picture a nice, clean home.
Was that Hoarders that we were watching that had that person who lived in a rat-infested house?
Yeah, they were a rat hoarder.
That was insane. Like, I mean, those people were opening every cabinet and it was like 50 fucking rats running in there.
Yeah, and they were loving it. Scary. Crawling all over them. Ugh.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, man. I pray for you that this gets settled locally. But yeah, I don't know.
It sucks.
That's like people when Bert's neighbors, they hated those chickens, I think.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I mean, you don't live on a fucking, you know, farms are remote and there's a lot of land, so it can handle this sort of thing.
Here's the thing. I don't know. Do roosters, are they the only ones that go crazy in the morning, or regular chick? I've never owned chickens. We've had turkeys, pheasant, and quail.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, chickens, I think, can be loud. So, I mean, obviously, he's having a problem with it. So, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'd say talk to the other neighbors. See if you can form some sort of coalition and run this lady out of town.
Or you call a chicken fucker. You get him in there, and then she'll leave town.
I know a good one.
I'll give you this guy's email. You can talk to him.
I stayed in touch with the chicken fucker from the motel, and I think pay for his airfare, he'll come out there and he'll fuck the shit out of those chickens.
You just give him a tent on, he'll live right on the streets, and he'll fuck as many of this lady's chickens as he can before she leaves town.
This lady's yard is like the bunny ranch to this guy.
Oh, he would be. His eyes would be wide.
Dude, by the way, well, his eyes, like one eye is up on his forehead, the other is by his cheekbone. He's one of the most fucked up looking dudes. Yeah, you know what we're talking about.
He had sloth from Goonie eyes.
Yeah. Years ago, before the motel was sold, a man had sex with a chicken in one of our rooms, and my dad found out about it. It became a big news story, so...
Yeah, here's another news item. I had a couple people ask me about this, so I think we should just handle it here. Mayor, I am one of the two DNO. A little backstory, by the way. I should get into some backstory. Don Barris, friend of the show, he was trying to break the world record for most consecutive different T-shirts.
On a daily basis.
And then the streak was broken by Danish and O'Neill shirts that were sent to him. So here's, it says, I am one of the two D&O fans who had sent Don Barris D&O T-shirts and subsequently ruined his T-shirt wearing record. I felt at least partially responsible for this incident, but I felt an equal amount of blame must be placed at you and O'Neill's feet for making such awesome shirts that it caused Mr. Barnes to lose track and make a costly error. Don Barris is doing cameos now, and I decided to be a man and admit to my crimes and ask for forgiveness, all while throwing you guys under the bus. I asked him for any embarrassing, funny stories of your early Comedy Store years, and like a true class act, that son of a bitch only showered you guys with praise. The only thing he mentioned was that you wanted to collect his feces to turn it into a coffee mug that you painted. Is this true, even physically possible? Picks? Are Don's dumps as large as his big... R word penis. We can't say it. You can say that word. I can't say it.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to expand on? And somebody else asked me, is it true that you wanted to collect Don Barris's duty to make a coffee mug?
Yeah, we wanted to do a reenactment of Ghost on the pottery wheel, and we were going to sit on each other's laps and then just make a nice shit mug.
We didn't know. To this day, we don't know the quality of his duties, but we wanted to, you know. We figured we just wanted to see if they could be made into some nice pottery.
How bad would that kiln smell when you were cooking a fucking pot made out of shit?
A shit mug? Yeah. I think you'd probably never use it again.
Like, we can't. Somebody once again tried to cook shit in here.
You want to use the shit kiln or you want the regular kiln?
He was like 500 and some days in, and then he fucked up and he wore the same thing twice.
That's quite a t-shirt collection.
Dude, 500 fucking 500 plus, I believe, t-shirts. Jesus Christ. At some point, you got to start getting nervous. Like, at some point, you're running real low on new ideas.
How did he keep track? I mean, obviously, that's what got him in the end. But how do you keep track of what you've already worn, what you haven't?
I think you just put it on a board, and then you look every day through 500 images to make sure that it's not the same. I don't know. I don't think there is a way. I think that's how he got fucked.
Yeah, well, there you go. Sorry to Don. I guess we're partially responsible, as this man says.
Yeah, and yes, it is true that we were going to make pots out of his shit and sell them on Etsy.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Use your common sense on that. Of course it's true.
Were you going to say do the math?
I wasn't, but it does fit in that case.
Okay. You do the math.
Yeah. So there you have it. Anyone else who wanted to know?
Yeah, now you've got all your answers.
Have you seen this guy in Russia he's like the Russian Jesus?
No, Russian Jesus.
He, let's see here. I've seen some stuff about him online. He's called the Jesus of Siberia.
What?
He's a cult leader. He claims to be the reincarnation of Jesus.
How big of a following can you get in Siberia? There's not that many people that live in fucking Siberia.
I saw a Vice, they sent one of their journalists, or whatever they are, reporters, over there to talk to, there were a lot of, this compound, and I don't know how many people were there. There were a decent amount, though, it seemed like.
So he's like the Keith Raniere of Siberia.
Yeah. So he claims to be the reincarnation of Jesus. Let's see here.
How old is this guy?
He's pretty old. Let's see.
Oh, he's been around a long time.
He's 59.
Okay, he's not that
old. His name's Viserion.
Is that his birth name?
He has like the look of, he has long hair and a beard. He's going for the classic Jesus look.
But he's an ultra white guy. Like, he lives in Siberia. He's like, he's like white. Aryan.
Yes. He got arrested. They took him down.
For what?
What did they take him down for?
You can't pretend that you're Jesus in Siberia? Fucking kind of world we living in.
They sent in armed troops and aircraft to get him.
Armed troops and aircraft? Did this guy have weapons and stuff? Was this guy planning a coup?
No, I don't think so. They had masked commandos led this guy away in a helicopter.
Seems overkill.
Can't arrest Jesus.
That seems like serious overkill.
So this guy, what's his backstory? He's a former traffic police officer. Said he experienced an awakening when he lost his job in 89 as the atheist communist regime was unraveling. And then 2 years later, in 91, he founded what is now called the Church of the Last Testament. Several thousand members of the cult live in the remote hamlets in Siberia.
Man, so this guy's been going for a long time. What did he do that was illegal, though? I still don't see anything that was illegal.
They're charging them with organizing an illegal religious organization and causing two or more people severe harm. That sounds very vague.
Dude, that's some Russian KGB shit right there.
Asked how he knew he was the son of God, Viserion said 10 years ago, it felt something violently surging up from within me that had been held down until then.
So dude, this guy is great. His answers are as vague as the fucking police description of what he's done as a crime. I mean, this guy said he lost his job and then he had a spiritual awakening, and now he just says, hey, I felt something. Felt something in my dick, and now I think of Jesus.
I think if Jesus were to come back, he would definitely be a traffic cop for a while, and then he'd be like, you know what? I'm Jesus. I don't want to do this anymore.
How much fucking traffic? Was he doing traffic cop duties in Siberia? How many fucking people are driving in Siberia?
Maybe
are
there a lot of there? Traffic I don't know. Jams? It's unclear. It says converts included musicians, doctors, teachers, Red Army colonels, an ex-minister of Belarus, pilgrims from Cuba, Bulgaria, Belgium, Australia, and Germany.
Wow.
In the 90s, some of Vasarian's devotees died either by suicide or as a result of harsh living conditions and lack of medical care.
Did he tell? Oh, committing suicide probably because they couldn't get out.
Yeah, like, or get help.
Okay. Is he responsible for that? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw the, at first, the Vice guy was like loving it because it's like, you know, it was like a scenic area. And it was like, you know, and he's like, everyone's so nice here. I was like, is this guy going to join? And like this Vasarian guy wears, you know, he wears the robes and everyone's just sitting in this meadow, like, you know, and like a bottom of like a large hill. And he just walks down from the hill and they're like, he's coming. Oh my God. It's very,
he's wearing all the Jesus garb, like the robes, everything.
Yeah. And the sand. Yeah. Yeah. He has the whole look.
Is he banging a lot of these members?
Didn't get into that, but you would have to think so, yes.
It would seem like that would be the only advantage of having a cult, to be perfectly honest with you, other than a financial advantage, but I don't know if this guy is looking for a financial advantage in Siberia.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's definitely taking these people's money, I would guess.
Yeah, but how much money do they fucking have?
Yeah, that's another question. Well, now he's in the Russian clink, which is not where you want to end up.
Fucking put him in the gulag, dude.
Seagal may have come in. Vasarion.
Dude, he probably, he's my best friend. He is the second coming of Christ.
Vladimir, you have to pardon this man. He's like, Steven, shut the fuck up.
Did you see that that former UFC fighter that got punched in the face at a mall?
No.
Some other crazy fighter because he owed money or something?
What? No.
Some like mafia beef or something.
You tracked him down to the mall? Was he Russian?
Dude, yeah, he's a Russian fighter. He fought in UFC.
Oh, I think I did see this. It was a little while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I think I do remember seeing that.
I think he broke his fucking
orbital. Yeah, he broke his orbital bone, I think.
How crazy is that? You're a UFC. And he's a heavyweight. He's a heavyweight UFC fighter, and some guy fucking cracks. Like, that's why you don't mess with Russians, mafia, or anything. I mean, they're fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's, I wouldn't get a loan from a crazy Russian street guy.
I forget what exact the beef was. What the fuck was that? I had it here. I don't know.
Yeah, saw it. They should have to fight, settle it.
Mall beefs? That could be a great fight organization, Mall Beefs.
It takes place in the food court because of the beefs part.
It looked like this guy was like coming out of like a dressing room or something.
and he just drilled him.
He comes up to him and he's like, hey, cool,
baby, what do you think of khaki pants? He just gets drilled in the face.
Yeah, it's Sergey Karitonov. and it gets broken by a UFC fighter. I think this guy fought in the UFC too. It was another UFC fighter, a small guy, over a debt that he owed. Dude, Jesus. Russian fucking beefs.
They're collecting their cash, man.
The guy was small, too. He must have been like a much lower weight class than that. Because, yeah.
Well, hope for if you're fighting him next, you better watch that surveillance footage to see his style.
Yeah, I think he's... did you see that Sasha Obama chick? This management company that manages like TikTok stars is trying to get her on there. They say that in her first year, she could easily make $5 to $8 million on TikTok.
I saw she did a video and everyone was really jerking off. It was just dancing. It wasn't, I don't know. It was just her and her friends dancing.
Dude, what? How crazy? $5 to $8 million the first year is what this guy manages the biggest TikTok stars.
They said if she gets on there, where's the money come in?
From doing fucking ads, dude, doing products and shit.
Oh, got it. Just product placement.
Yeah, or they'll do a TikTok video about a fucking product. It's just all products come to you for sponsors.
Earl Skakel's making $5 to $8 every 2 weeks on there.
But dude, can you imagine being just because your old man was the fucking president, you, with zero any ability whatsoever, you can go out and make $5 to $8 million.
What about the sister? What about Malia?
They said she would make zero. She said she would make none.
She has no charisma. We hate her.
I think it's because that chick posted something on TikTok, and this guy said in a week he thinks that she could have 1 million followers, and that's fucking nuts. I don't even understand what kind of fucking culture we're living in. The presidency is not. No one's doing it for the job. They're doing it for the fucking cash afterwards, man.
I saw like all these, because it's weird, because all these adults were commenting on it. And they're like, oh, yeah, look at her nails. Look at that manicure, girl. Oh, yeah, I like this energy. And it's like, what are you talking about? Who cares? Well,
the guy said that it's so weird. His saying was like, she's kept such a low profile that everybody would be clamoring to see what she's been up to because nobody knows anything about her. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Who cares, man?
I guess it's like selling like the royal baby pictures for like $10 million to a fucking tabloid.
I mean, if I were her, I would do it. Why not?
Dude, 5 to 8 million bucks. What's she doing now? What's she going to do? Go to college or something?
Yeah, I think she's young. That. Take that money. Take the money and run. Who gives a fuck?
You go do whatever you want. The whole point of going to college is to fucking get a job so you can make good money. Just make the good money. And go to college and live. Don't even go to class. Just fucking
yes, get
party.
On TikTok. Do a couple dance moves, a couple, you know, whatever.
It's so nutty, man. That whole fucking family. Well, all these presidents, it's just like, it's such a cash grab at the end.
They need their own reality show, the Obamas.
They are, dude. They have one in the works. I mean, she's got that podcast. I tried to listen to that podcast. It is just like, if you've never done a podcast.
I bet it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's fucking great. Also, Obama he wasn't great off the cuff. He was a great speaker off the teleprompter. So it's not like riveting material.
Oh, Barry. Barry-o. We got something from Sandman. This reminds me of the Australian chicken neighbor we were talking about earlier. This lady's in Tennessee.
Is this from Sandman C?
I was wondering that old comic we used to open mic with.
D-I-C-K certified?
Yeah, that was his big bit. It says a topless Tennessee woman was charged with public intoxication after she was found chewing on a miniature horse's mane.
Dude, this is the greatest thing to ever see in your life. This is on my bucket list now.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she's not... the most attractive woman in town.
Yeah, but still, to see a topless woman chewing on a... Dude, every element of this is perfection. She's topless. She's chewing on a fucking mane, and it's a fucking miniature pony?
Maybe they were doing a calendar shoot for her.
Maybe they're doing a porno shoot for Jesus.
Schizophrenic woman in Tennessee. And she's like, I want to be chewing on a horse mane.
What do you think that she thought?
I think she was sky high on something. I don't know.
Yeah, but everything you do has like a thought process behind
it.
She
thinks she was eating spaghetti that tasted like shit.
What? Look at that. Look at that spaghetti bowl. Looks like a miniature horse. We'll go have me some of that.
It says sheriff's deputies, they give the guys names, went to the residence where the homeowner told them a female who was later identified as Cynthia Lee Teeple was standing in her backyard in the backyard and had taken her shirt off. The deputies went to the back of the home to a fenced area where she was standing with two miniature horses. Teeple was wearing...
She had two miniature horses? She's like, when I'm done eating this one, I'm going to eat the other one.
She was wearing jean shorts, no shoes, and a bra. Oh, no titties out. It's disappointing.
Forget it.
When asked where her shirt was, she looked down and did not know her shirt was missing. What? Where is it? I don't know. They found her shirt about 30 feet away. They had her sit down for her safety because she was allegedly unsteady on her feet and having involuntary muscle movements that caused her to stumble several times and almost fall. As the cops were speaking to her, he noticed that she had dirt on her lips, the inside of her mouth, and had slurred speech.
Dirt on her lips.
She's drinking a dirt milkshake. Shut up. She did not know how she ended up where she was or who lived at the residence, so it was not her house. She admitted to taking methamphetamine the day before. Person who called police pointed out that Teeple had been eating grass and dirt from a fenced-in area where there are horses.
Dude, was this delayed crystal meth? Was it time release?
Yeah, it was picked the day you wanted to activate meth.
Can you imagine that? They're like, are you on anything? Well, I had some crystal meth yesterday, but today I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm sober now. The complainant went on to say that Teeple had been chewing on the horse's mane near its head. That prompted Teeple to tell the cop, the horse's hair is made of Laffy Taffy and Airhead candy, based on the report.
You were close. You were close.
Laffy Taffy and Airhead candy.
What an odd combo. Why wouldn't you just pick one?
Oh, this is delicious.
Is it Airhead stuck into the Laffy Taffy?
And those are similar candies. Both very chewy, get stuck in your teeth. I mean, does not have the texture of a horse's mane that I know
of. Can you imagine being so fucked up? Do you think that she genuinely thought she was tasting it?
Yeah, I do. Or just thought she had a bad batch.
If I keep going, maybe I'll get a good piece.
Where's my shirt? Oh.
Mom, I'm corresponding with a woman that's in the female prison part, and she said that she can make horses' manes taste like Laffy Taffy.
She sounds nice. I'd like to meet her.
Don't mess this up, Brandon.
Hey, you're the lady who eats horses' manes. I'm Gypsy Rose. I kill mommies.
You're crazy. Stay away from me, girl.
Let me chew on your hair. It looks delicious.
You used to have a shaved head. Look at all that hair. Come on, yeah. Get over here.
You used to have a shaved head. Now look at all that Laffy Taffy on your head.
Fucking Laffy Taffy. The Nelly song. Shake that Laffy Taffy. Oh, look at these horses. We got gummy worms out here. That's why she was digging in the dirt, looking for those gummy worms.
Oh, we're going to go fishing with some of these gummy worms.
I got my bag here for the candy. Is it pay what you weigh here, or how do we do it?
Pay what you weigh. It'd be fucking... Dude, I wonder if she would have moved on to the rest of the horse at some point.
The tail? Just get kicked in the face?
And what was the horse doing? Just grazing on grass while she's chewing on it?
I think the horse is like, get the fuck away from me, you methed out maniac.
Oh, look at this. He's got a big old Tootsie Roll. I'm going to have a big old bite of that.
Sucking that dick.
What are you doing out here, lady? Yeah, I'm sucking on this big old Tootsie Roll.
Look at this. Look at the lollipop. I want to get to the cream-filled center. Like, get away from our horses, you maniac.
This is why you don't have miniature horses. A full horse, too intimidating for somebody on crystal meth to go fuck with.
Probably too tall, too, for this lady. I picture this lady being small.
What did she do? She's like, man, there's so much Laffy Taffy here. I got to take my shirt off so I don't get sweaty.
I think she didn't want to get stains on it.
Do you think she worried about her teeth rotting because she was eating so many Airheads and Laffy Taffy?
Well, that's why she's just chewing on the dirt to get some more vitamins and minerals.
Okay. We got brownies on the ground. We got Laffy Taffy over here.
I'm at Willy Wonka's farm. It's great here.
Willy Wonka.
I love it. The cops are just like, what do they? They just look at each other and they're like, do you laugh at this? Like behind, like, what do you, how do you handle this?
I mean, you got to laugh and then you got to go, who's going to give this bitch a ride? Because I don't want her in my car.
Someone shit in my car yesterday. I just cleaned it out.
Maybe she had Wonka meth.
Everlasting meth stoppers?
Yeah. That would explain it if she's still fucking high from yesterday.
Everything looks like candy to you.
Can you imagine having your mind rotted so much by a drug that you're just... does she ever recover mentally from this?
I'm going to say, to begin with, like she, I don't think she's like a scientist or an engineer. But no, I don't think so. I don't think she's going to recover from it.
I mean, she could have been schizophrenic already, but also this just could be like psychosis, crystal meth induced psychosis.
Be interesting to be at like her meeting if she ever gets clean. Well, my rock bottom was literally a rock bottom. I was chewing on dirt and rocks.
My rock bottom wasn't actually that big of a bottom. I was surrounded by Laffy Taffy and Airheads.
Come to think of it, I miss those days. Chewing on pony hair.
Dude, pony hair. Dude, the sad thing is, it's not even the craziest, like, drug addict story you're going to hear at those meetings.
No, I'm sure they're way worse.
They should call her pony hair. That should be her nickname at the AA meetings.
Oh, here she comes. Can I chew on your hair for old time's sake, please?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes how I go to the local salon and eat the candy right off the floor.
What if you saw a lady with no shirt on, just a bra, and she was chewing on your horse?
And what do you do? Excuse me. I mean, obviously, you're not going to talk reason with her.
Dude, I would go out there with a broom and just fucking hit her in the head.
Maybe the Australian guy could call this woman, fly her in, chew on those chickens.
Dude, why doesn't this guy start dating her and say, this is my new livid girlfriend, and just have her fucking destroy the neighborhood?
It's like, you want to get chickens? Well, I got a feral woman from Tennessee.
Yeah.
She's like, living with
me. You thought your chickens were bad, wake you up at 4:30. This lady's going to wake you up at 3:30 by breaking into your house and trying to eat your face. She thinks it's fucking fruit roll-ups.
Ooh. Let me chew on your nose for a little while. It tastes good.
That's what he said. That's really the only retaliation, I think.
Fight fire with fire. Then you talk to this lady in front of the other lady like she was talking to her dog and be like, yeah, that's the lady who's trying to fuck with us.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you're fighting fire with a nuclear-tipped warhead.
Just give her a little meth. I mean, I would have a taser on hand if she gets out of, she turns against you at any point.
Well, give her some meth, then wait a day.
Yeah, this lady, her tolerance is so high, it sometimes takes a while for it to kick in.
And then fucking, yeah. Jeez, man.
Watch her take, she's going to take her top off. It's her typical move.
Good classic bit here.
Then she's going to find the local miniature ponies. And then you're off to the races.
Yeah. Dude, just get a yard full of miniature ponies. Have this lady out there topless at 5 in the morning chewing on them.
Nobody no matter what you do, don't have real Laffy Taffy or Airheads, because she'll be like, get those poor horses away from me.
No, what if she discovers that the horsehair really isn't Laffy Taffy? She was just taught that.
She throwing up everywhere. It's like her version of the crying game. They lied to me.
Mom, what if mini ponies really did taste like candy?
Yeah, I guess. Let me ask Scott.
Sounds like Christmas to me.
Yes. This is from Jack. This is, we talked to Renazizi either on the last episode or the one before that, depending on when we release these.
I think this will be after the one after the Renazizi one. Yeah.
Yeah. So this reminds me of that because he's going to be taken to the air.
He'll already be up in the air by this time. Guys, I made it. The dog's on board. Mission accomplished.
This is from Jack, but according to this article in the New York Post, Renazizi has more to worry about in the skies than just whether his dog eats its shit and its shin bone. So British Airways is looking into claims that one of its air stewardesses, as opposed to their ground stewardesses, is working as a prostitute who offers adult entertainment during flights.
I love it.
And even sells her undies to passengers. Jesus. Did she get on the loudspeaker? And she's like, can we get $1? Can I get $2? Can I get $3?
How do you do this discreetly? You can pretty much, everyone can see what is transpiring between you and a stewardess or a fucking flight attendant.
You've never been on a flight where they have the used undies cart and they take it down. They're like, credit card, no cash, please. Would you like some used undies?
Yeah, you'll just see this lady doing secret handshakes, passing undies. I mean, boy, what does this guy do with them? He starts sniffing them right there?
She flings them at you like a rubber band. And she's like, oh, sorry. Give it to the row behind you. He paid me the money. Give it to him.
Wasn't she was doing it on Instagram or something? So isn't that how she arranged it?
The unidentified flight attendant advertises her services through racy pics on social media. Many focused on her stockinged feet and legs and teases that she often wears no undies during the flights. So there it goes. She's like, I'm not even going to sell them on this flight.
Dude, most of those uniforms are very unflattering. Like, I never look and go, oh, I wonder if she's wearing undies under there. This is like the old days. This isn't like the old days with how they hired.
No. A lot of them are like 50 plus years old.
I would say 90% of them are in their 60s.
There's always the dude who tries to make the jokes on the loudspeaker.
They're not happy to see you. And I wouldn't be either if I were them. They're overworked. They're underpaid. It's not a pleasant profession.
She's so underpaid, she has to get a side gig.
Also, did she fucking these people? Because how is it prostitution if you're just selling your panties?
Yeah, so she's selling the undies for $33. And then they say that's half of the amount it costs for a securing fee to later meet her at a hotel.
I don't see whatever she wants to do outside of work. That's her business.
It says, as well as offering sex between travel, she offers unspecified X-rated treats to passengers if the money's right. I don't really, to be honest, if it's discreet, I don't have a problem. Let her do what she wants to do up there.
Both people are consenting adults. Why does the law and the airlines have to get involved in this? I understand it's going on, but just give her a section. Give her her own, curtains to do it, and you can go get jerked off or
and they're like, fuck. Are you in the X-rated section or you want to be in the normal? And you're like, oh, no, I was in regular coach. I'm not in the X-rated.
They should have an airline that has an X-rated section, adults only. That's how they used to have it in the old video store. The curtain just like separates the fucking first class from the rest of the plane. It you'd walk right through there and it's another world.
She apparently said on a blog, if you ever want adult entertainment on board, all you have to do is give me a sum of money and you'll be treated to a whole different experience of your choice.
A sum of money. By the way, this is like, how hard would this be to keep from your coworkers, from passengers? I mean, this is like, this lady is a high level prostitute. I got to be honest with you.
Maybe she's doing red eye, you know, where everyone, the lights are out and everyone's like asleep the whole time.
I think she's doing pink eye.
Followers of her social media, much of which appeared to have been deleted after this came out, appeared in no doubt as to what she was up to. Someone said, hope you earn good money and stay safe, girl. One follower replied to a photo.
That's the best response that they could pull from that. Jesus Christ.
One source told the Sun, she's clearly prostituting herself and boosting her business by using photos taken on board planes. Yeah, so what? What's your problem with it? Who cares?
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Sorry that you can't be a prostitute. Sounds like prostitute envy.
The source said it's shocking dereliction of duty and not the image.
What
British
duty
Airways
do they have on their
cabin crew?
Dude, they don't have any duty. They fucking
I think it's a boost, biz. Go with it. Don't fight it. Go with it, man. Advertise. Yeah, we have some hookers up there. Fly our airways and figure out which ones they are.
Dude, you'll get a lot. Dude, it would be huge business. Also, you would definitely want to fuck or suck these guys at the beginning of the flight. You don't want them sitting and sweating their ball sack for 6 hours in a fucking airplane seat and then go have to suck their dicks. No way.
No one's really fresh, on a plane. Maybe they had a connecting flight. They're flying from somewhere else. They're already a little smelly.
But she's probably not the freshest product either. She's probably doing a fucking, they do some of those 12-hour deals where they fly like 6 hours and then head right back.
Yeah, you could be like, I'll pay you a little extra if you go in the bathroom and wash your pussy down in the sink.
I still want to know how she's doing this without anybody seeing it. Even on a red eye, people walk up and down the aisle.
Yeah, maybe she just goes underneath your seat and starts sucking you off under a blanket.
Also, wouldn't someone go, hey, where's Becky? I haven't seen her.
Oh, she's dealing with another seat's broken. She's trying to fix it for a couple hours.
And also, like, some of these guys probably, some of them might not come that fast. You might have to work that shaft for like 30, 40 minutes.
She's running a one-way high altitude cat house, a one person.
Dude, you know who would have loved this is what's his face that died?
Dennis Hoff.
Dennis Hoff.
The owner of the cat house, the legendary.
Legendary scumbag.
British Airways is, they're trying to figure out who this mystery woman is, because that's all they have on her, is the defunct. So they don't know who it is. So they just know that somebody's claiming this is going on. And they have to try to figure it out.
How would, it's very difficult. How would you know if this lady's on your flight, and how would you contact her? I don't know. There's a lot of, they'll never catch her. This lady's good.
This is the catch me if you can of prostitutes.
This is catch me if you come.
I hope she should just go to another airline where they don't know about it.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. She has two incomes. Most prostitutes just work the hotels near the airport. This lady's like, I'll fly into those hotels, make a salary, and then pick up some extra dough.
Yeah, I mean, she's working on the plane and then also after.
Dude, she wants to do this. Let her do it.
What if there's more than one guy on the flight? Like, is she fucking more than one guy on the plane if they want to?
Dude, you've seen... AC hookers, they fuck like 20 guys a night.
Maybe like the stuff she does on the plane is subtle. Like she'll walk by and like kind of, oh, sorry, and grab your dick a little bit, or like rub her boobies up against you in the aisle.
That is a risky maneuver. I'm going to say that 98% of guys aren't going to fuck her on that flight. How do you find those 2%ers?
Or if you pay enough, like you can put your hand up her skirt as she walks by and she'll fart into your hand.
And she's like, do you feel that? That there was no panties filtering that fart.
And you, by the way, you want my panties? Give me $33 now.
Yeah, it's a man. But you
it's
know what?
It's tough, though. If you give her the money on the plane, she could really blackmail you. Be like, you better give me some more money or I'm ratting you out. I'm a cop or something, you know? Really get crazy with it.
What are they the most angry about that she's... doing side deals on the plane? That
I
she's
think
a
that
prostitute.
She's using
I have no
their,
problem with this.
Their good name of British Airways, you know, and doing this illegal business.
Oh,
to
God. You
you're
know
in
what?
The sky. What are the laws of the sky?
No, you're international waters,
international airspace.
Dude, I don't know. Are there laws? I guess it depends if you. No, I think there's air laws.
Is prostitution in there? It could be a loophole.
I would have say that this probably has not come up very often, so this lady may actually have new legislation be formed because of her actions.
If you're getting a BJ up there and there's turbulence, she could clamp down and bite your dick off.
Oh, yeah, you'd snap it.
But something tells me this lady's an expert at high-altitude fucking, so I don't know.
What if you're in the seat and she's riding you and all of a sudden major turbulence, she flies up in the air, then lands, and then breaks it.
Breaks your dick in half. Yeah, there's a lot that could go wrong. I mean, there's air pressure that could alter how you come. I don't know.
It's hard to fuck when it smells like farts all the time.
I wonder how COVID's been affecting her business. She might be, business might be down.
This might be why she's doing it. Dude, what? So they recirculate that air, so what if it just smells like sex throughout the whole plane?
They're like, someone fucking on here? What's going on?
You just see people going, sniffing around, going, what?
Whose pussy stinks like that?
You look at the guy next to you, are you fucking right now?
Did you come in the last 10 minutes?
Do you smell that?
Smell a strong semen scent. Renazizi's dog licking up jizz off the ground.
What airline is this? What?
Trace.
Yeah.
Get this airline immediately.
How many followers did she have on?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Be so safe, girl. Yeah, I do. But again, I 100% support this woman.
Is that a mini pony? I'm going to eat that Laffy Taffy. Who wants some prostitution in the airs? Raise your hand.
Can you imagine that lady? You don't mind if I chew on your pubes, do you? They're delicious.
I think at the beginning, this woman gets on the intercom. She's like, please raise your hand or hit the flight attendant button if you would like me to sit on your lap, give you a nice big old boner.
Yeah, if you want me to sit on your face. please put your seats in an upright position when we're 69ing.
Would you like a beverage or your balls tugged a little bit?
She's doing just like subliminal messaging. And what would you like to drink? My panties?
Wait, what? What'd you say? I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Is there anything else I can get you? Like a fuck at the hotel after this?
Would you like a little splash of cranberry juice or a squirter?
Well, I hope her business grows. Did you see, Tyga is starting an OnlyFans management company.
Oh, really? Because he was on OnlyFans himself. And I saw online women were losing it, and a lot of gay guys, I'd say more gay guys, about the size of his Johnson. They're really...
Oh, he was going full nude.
They were salivating. Yeah.
How big's his junker?
Unfortunately, I did stumble across a picture. It was large and in charge. A lot of people were like, this guy was porking a virgin underage Kardashian with that thing. They're like, Jesus, God bless her.
Yeah, but dude, she's a Kardashian. Have you seen fucking Kim? She was able to take a big old schlonger. She could take that schlong.
Yeah, she's been brought up to handle that.
I guess the Kardashians, I guess a doctor came out and said that they have really deep pussies.
Oh, okay.
So they could handle, like, they said that you could put, like, a whole broomstick in there.
They could handle that MBAD.
Yeah, they were surgically, they actually went to a plastic surgeon to have their vaginas deepened.
To be honest, that would not be shocking.
It would be one of the least shocking things about them.
The Khloe Kardashian lady changes her face drastically, like every couple months.
Dude, she does those filters and shit too, where you're like, what?
Yeah, it looks nothing like her anymore. It's very odd to look at.
They're all, it's so sad that people look up to them because all they do is like the most insane beauty routines. They fucking wear corsets that like shift their organs around to get that tiny waist and those huge fat asses. Jesus. It's to me, it's a freak show. Those bodies are a
cartoonish look. Some women are trying to get psoriasis to be like Kim. She's got that bad psoriasis. They want to, you know, they're like, I want to look like her. I want to be like her.
Oh, God. They do those chemical peels where they burn off the top layer of their skin. I mean, I want to see what they look like in fucking 20 years. I think they're just going to look like haggard beasts.
Did you ever see Kylie, the one who's the biggest earner? She out-earns Kim. What'd she look like before all her work?
Do you mean the self-made billionaire?
Yeah, but did you see what she looked like before all the work?
Oh, yeah. She looked crazy. Just like a fucking Armenian chick.
Just like a regular, like not even a track, not like hideous, but not anything near what she is now. It's bizarre to see.
Dude, but you forget, though, she's a self-made billionaire.
Yeah.
She did it all on her own.
Surgeons deserve a cut of that.
She changed her name, dude. She didn't even go by Kardashian. She went by Johnson.
Jenner.
She didn't even let people know who she was. So,
yeah, it was all anonymous. It was all on the merits of her talents.
Sometimes I think that we work too hard because I feel like, I don't know.
We should just be Kardashians.
We should just take that. We should both just take RJ's, or what's Ray J's load in the mouth.
Or Tyga. How did Tyga not get in trouble, by the way, for porking an underage lady?
How did Paul Walker not get in trouble? How did Paul Walker skate by when he was dating a 16-year-old who was in high school when he was 33? How did Brad Pitt skate by? Just fly under the fucking radar. How did David Bowie skate by? How all these guys?
Danny DeVito. No, I just made that through.
How
one
dare
in there.
You?
I threw that one in there. He's he was married. I don't think they're married anymore. Broke up.
Dude, he's a fucking guy's phenomenal. The guy produced Pulp Fiction.
He's had quite the long career.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how some of these guys skate by, but then you get comedians just doing racy texts and underage girls, and they're done. I don't know. I have no idea how the system works.
It's very selective. It's just like we'll pick and choose who goes down, who doesn't.
Paul Walker is a fucking, he's a god right now. Like, you know, they celebrate his birthday even though he's dead. They, like... people mourn and do all these things. I think it's sad that he died, but, you know, they do skirt over the fact that he was dating a 16-year-old when he was 33. I don't even know what you... How do you even talk to a 16-year-old when you're 33?
You're like, God, yeah, my homework's really busting my ass, too. Tell me about it. Yeah, so, you got cheerleading practice tomorrow? What do you got going on? I don't know. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Are we going to hang out with your friends real soon? Your other... you have any 14-year-old friends we can hang out with?
When's prom? I got to get a tuxedo for that, right?
No, dude, you're not allowed to go to fucking prom.
I know.
I think you can only be, what, 2 years? You can only, I think 21 is the limit or something.
You could go to high school prom.
You could go with one of the kids' parents as a date.
Too fast, too furious. That stewardess thing was from England. This is another England gone wrong story. This is from Ramsey. So transportation people in the UK have warned commuters. They had to issue a warning because this happened, that they said not to use live snakes as face coverings after. Why even announce it? You're only talking to one fucking guy. Like, you're not talking. You're not even, it's not even 10 guys. It's one guy.
Also, let them do it. What do you care? Let these fucking idiots do it.
They had made this announcement after a bus passenger was spotted with a large snake wrapped around his head as a mask.
Dude, if you have to tell someone to do that, they're not going to listen to you. That's not the kind of person that reads the news or does anything where they would even know that you're trying to communicate this to them.
What's next? Hey, guys, don't chew on mini pony hair because it's not, in fact, Laffy Taffy and Airheads. It's not.
You might as well tell them not to eat their own shit.
Yeah, if you're going to go this far into, like, let's cover all our bases here.
You look like an idiot talking to this person.
Because like, it's not, you're trying to be rash. It's not rational behavior. You can't, hey, that's against the rules, man. You can't do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Dude, I wouldn't have even thought of this, but now you've put this idea in my head. I wouldn't do it, but there's plenty of people that didn't know about it that are going to now do it. Have we learned nothing? These governments are so fucking stupid. It's like, don't bring it up. Nobody knew about it.
What'd he die of? Well, his mask strangled him to death. It was around his neck.
His mask was chewing on a rat.
The man raised eyebrows during his bus journey to Manchester, England, when he was seen with the animal draped around his neck and mouth. How do you even get it to go up to do that? A traveler who witnessed the incident told the Manchester Evening News that she initially believed the snake was a really funky mask. What? What the fuck? Until it started slithering around the handrails.
Oh.
She said it was definitely entertaining. She liked it. Oh, I see it right now. It's on the fucking handrail just slithering around. It looks like a small boa constrictor.
Dude, get that motherfucking thing away from me.
A photo of the incident published online show the man was not wearing a mask under the large brown serpent.
So, dude, I got news for you. Perfect social distancing mask. Nobody's coming within 6 feet of you. Nobody's coming within 10 feet of you. You have a fucking snake on your face.
They interviewed some government person about Corona there, and they said, it doesn't have to be a surgical mask. Passengers can make their own wearing something suitable, such as a scarf or a bandana. While there is a small degree of interpretation that can be applied, we do not believe it extends to the use of snake skin, especially when still attached to the snake. So that's their comment.
Hi-yo! Great attempt at governmental jokes.
what a renegade this guy is.
Yeah,
John Little should do a stunt like that. Get some media attention.
You're telling me that I can't use a rabbit, a live rabbit, as a face mask? Fuck
Why
you.
Not? Less porous than a mask. You're not getting through this thing's body.
Yeah. I could see him just having its legs tied together in the back around his face.
Things like scratching. His face is just bloody, all bloody.
Like, what happened to your face, John? You got rosacea? Nah, we got a rabbit mask.
Oh, it's dead. Rabbit fur? That's cool. No, live rabbits. You got to round them up?
He's right over there. Take a look at him. He's fucking litter box trained.
Best part about having a rabbit mask shop is they fuck so much, I get so many masks a day.
Yeah, I'm selling them now. Yeah, between sand. Did you see somebody Twitter sent global sand demand is skyrocketing?
Yeah, John Little responded, said it's the silver. God's silver.
Dude, do you think, I mean, if he had actually gotten into the sand 10 years ago when it was still pretty low, you were still at kind of the base or the, you know, ground floor level of getting in on big sand. He might have been a millionaire right now.
He was right all along. We mocked him, so he didn't do it. We shamed him out of it.
It's skyrocketed. Like, 10 years ago, he could have gotten in. Now it's too late. But he could have been a multimillionaire. John, you can blame us for ruining the fact that you could be living in a mansion right now.
I was at a hardware shop not that long ago, and outside they had areas like huge, like I think construction guys go there. It's like a mom and pop place. Huge sand piles. And I took a picture. I was going to send it to you in DeWitt. I never did, but.
Yeah, that could have been my sand sitting in there.
Thanks a lot, O'Neill. You fucked me again.
Hey, all we did was laugh. Yeah, you're laughing. Hurt my feelings, so I decided not to do it. I don't like being judged.
Let's stay on the animal train. This is from Howie Moon. This is a story that really terrifies me because I always think of what if something like this happened. So this is northern China. There's security footage that shows an old man. He gets all of a sudden the old man goes down like he gets shot out of nowhere. His dog stops sniffing a nearby tree, notices what happens, comes over to him. What happened? A cat fell 6 floors out of a building, knocked this guy down.
Shut up, a house cat.
Fucking, I mean, talk about frightening.
Wait, dude, your fear is walking, having a cat fall on your head?
It's like Three Amigos. What are cats falling from the sky?
How big was this fucking cat? I guess he's an old man.
Dude, you're walking, you don't expect it? That's going to drop you. I don't care who you are. You're going down.
Did somebody drop it on him, or did that cat see him and go, oh, I see this motherfucker every day?
I think the cat may have been trying to kill itself.
Cats do jump out of windows.
6 fucking story. He could have killed the guy.
I don't think he would. I don't think he could have.
The cat was alive. The cat lived.
Do a lot. Dude, they have records of cats like falling 20 floors and surviving in New York. I guess it's not uncommon for cats to kill themselves or just jump after things.
This guy's dog went to his rescue and the dog and the cat started fighting.
Jesus, the cat's one frisky motherfucker.
It's trying to kill people. Man got taken to the hospital. He was pictured in a neck brace. He might be going for that cats falling from the sky lawsuit money.
Class action, cat falling from the sky class action lawsuit.
Have you been struck by a cat while walking? You could join this lawsuit.
Dude, I guarantee you this is like the only guy this happened to in the world this year.
Maybe in China. This is a common occurrence. Why a lot of them carry umbrellas outside when it's sunny.
Dude, that is me. I thought it was to protect their skin from sun, but it might be from cats falling from the sky.
It's raining cats and dogs in the this province.
No, dude, it's raining just cats in China. There's no dogs as pets. They're kept in crates for sales.
Yeah, it says this guy's suing the cat's owner. It's unclear what caused the cat to fall.
So that's like having your dog bite somebody. You're like, your cat broke my neck when it jumped out the window.
Maybe it's like a cat that loves extreme sports.
Oh, you think it was a base jumping cat?
Yeah. This is like, I like the rush.
Maybe they were throwing the cat around because they couldn't afford a ball.
Oh, playing cat baseball?
Yeah, they're like, you idiot, you threw the ball through the screen, or the cat through the screen.
Was that UHF? Let's see if cats. What was it? Was it cats can fly or turtles?
I don't remember. I remember the jerk when the guy goes, he wants some money to help stop cat juggling.
Maybe that's what this was.
How many people have, dude, how many fucking people have ever been struck by a cat? 10 in the history of the world?
I mean, this guy's, I'd say, it's chances are probably better winning the lottery than this happening to you.
I will say this, guy should not be wearing a catnip toupee.
Thing jumped 6 floors to get to him.
Maybe he saw, maybe when the cat looks down, all he sees is, like, you know, he sees the top of your head. It just looks like hot cats walking by. Maybe this guy had a ponytail. Looked like a tail.
Maybe this guy maybe someone was trying to kill this guy with a sniper gun, and he had the laser pointer on his head, and the cat dove off the building to get to it.
This is the modern-day Chinese mercenary. He kills you with cats.
Yeah, it's the new Chinese star.
Dude, there's no fucking way. This fucking guy. This guy's the only guy to ever be struck by a cat and put in the hospital.
Maybe it's an inside job. He's like, I'm going to be walking. You throw a cat at me from 6 stories up. And if you hit me, I'll sue you. I'll sue the building.
I'll sue you. Hey, great game. I definitely want to play. So if I hit you, if I'm good enough to hit you, you sue me?
Yep.
You promise?
So you're saying I can get in on this? I'm going to get hit with a cat. I don't care.
Yeah, so it turns out I'm a pretty good cat tosser. Now I'm getting sued. I won. That's well, congratulations, sir. You should go down in the history books as the only idiot to ever get hit with a cat.
This guy may never go outside again.
Dude, look at now your greatest fears have finally materialized. This is a real thing to worry about.
I get worried when I go under a tree and there are squirrels going, you know, like that one's just going to jump on my head.
What? Dude, what are you talking about? They're not going to jump on your and do what?
I don't know. Just start going crazy.
Pull on your hair and like kick you in the side of the head and say, giddy up.
I don't know. Think my hair is Laffy Taffy? I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, unless it has rabies, man, and it's not that common. I'd be more worried about bears, dude, falling out of a tree on top of you.
Squirrels, man, I don't trust them.
Yeah, well, isn't that, I think that's what Jesus said. Trust no squirrel.
Let's finish her up here with this. This is from Barb. This happened about a year ago. I'm digging deep into the vault. This is again England. England's really they're partying hard.
This is the English channel.
You want flight attendants who will maybe jerk you off, fly on England, but you want to go to a senior home in England, you're going to have some fun as well. This is from BBC, Big Beautiful Cuckolds. So staff.
Big beautiful cucks, like it's just big, fat, big handsome fat guys that like to watch their wife or girlfriend get plowed by some other dude.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
We should start.
Staff
that.
At a senior center made a Christmas wish come true for a resident with a visit from a male stripper with a large chest and big biceps. Looking at a picture, a guy dressed as a fireman. The guy is jacked. I'll give him that.
What a weird description. With a large chest and big biceps.
Sounds like they're talking about Andrew DeWitt.
It's true.
The woman was given almost the full Monty after she placed a request on a wishing tree at the home. She's like, I don't know if they'll do it, but who knows?
Dear wishing tree, I would like a man with a large chest and big biceps to
I
show
would like
up.
To smell a man's penis close to my face one more time.
Dude, that's a hell of a wish. You think the other residents are like, hey, where the fuck is my wish?
Like, I asked for $1 million. Why you make this happen? You can't give me my money. Manager said most people ask for a beach trip or a nice afternoon tea, but they decided to respond to the request for a fireman. They're like, the other ones were so boring. Who cares? I don't want to go to the beach. I want to see this guy.
Do you think the lady that asked for tea was like, oh, fuck, I should have gone a little higher?
Yeah, she's like, I thought they, I didn't know they could do that.
I want a do-over. I didn't know the rules.
The stripper dressed as a fireman. He showed up. He began swinging his belt around wildly before stripping
that
down
wasn't
to his undies.
Belt. That wasn't.
Oh, you knocked out my dentures. Things have changed a lot. I haven't seen anything like this in years.
Penises were smaller when I was a child.
Ooh, he shaves his whole body. That's interesting. The resident who made the request said, I thought he was amazing. I wish he could visit us every day. This lady's
horny. This is a feel-good story of the year. Do you think she's like, what if she looked at his big old wang and like, my husband's was a lot bigger.
She said, he made me feel like I was young again. I loved every second. She had no regrets.
Dude, I love it. I love this. It's a great way to fucking end the year. What a heartwarming story.
If I had an elderly relative in that area, I'd be like, these people go the extra mile to make them happy as they're dying. Why not?
Dude, they go to the extra mile high club over there.
They send in the air the male stewardess hookers.
Oh, dude, yeah, and this lady, she must have just, I bet, do you think he was smacking her in the face with that cock like they usually do?
I bet he was, like, going so aggressive, they're like, hey, she's got a heart problem, calm down, take it down a notch.
You think at any point she tried to put her mouth on it?
I think he picked her up, she's like, treat me like a spinner, come on.
Oh, you think he flipped her around? Like,
yeah.
They flip her around so they're 69ing. Whoa!
Oh, my back! Oh, boy!
Uh-oh! I wouldn't do that. My diaper's full.
Oh, my diaper's getting wet, and it's not urine for once.
Oh, they gotta wear the diaper. My God, this is amazing.
I mean, this guy's giving wheelchair dance. He's like trying to give lap dances with wheels that are moving. He's like, Jesus Christ, come on, lock him up.
Oh, my God. She's like, I haven't met a man that didn't smell like pudding in 20 years.
The guys in here can barely fuck.
Dude, I wonder if she, I mean, she, oh, my God. It's going to be so interesting when you get really old to, because she must go, man, if I were 40 years younger, I would be fucking the shit out of this guy.
You usually think of men like this, so it's refreshing to hear an old horny woman. Usually it's old pervert guys, who, you know, like the guys, some of the guys we would deliver groceries to who would harass poor women drivers. Like, hey.
Yeah, set it over there, bend over, set that over. Set that
down. Old fucking like, pervert creeps.
Yeah.
The manager of this place, this is a great name, Charlene Van Tonder. Sounds like a magic wizard name that we would give her.
It's the old Van Tonder family.
She said, nursing home life's not all about knitting or watching TV, and said they were keen to ensure that there are no limitations so that every day can be different and fun. What a great advertisement for this place. You never know what's going to happen.
By the way, yeah, I'll be honest, I've been to a lot of nursing homes. I've never seen anyone knitting.
No, I've never seen a stripper, though, either, to be honest.
But, yeah, I guess no limitation. She's like, how much to fuck him? I got, like,
she what saved if she up got her whole crazy? Life. She started trying to finger his ass. Like, hey, whoa, come on.
If I were a stripper, though, I'd be like, fuck it. Go ahead. Do it.
Yeah, you're here. You could write that off as community service.
Yeah. I mean, what harm would it? Yeah, you don't want some old lady fingering you. That it's not like... It's not like your number one thing, but also if I had some 90-year-old lady and I'm dancing and she puts a finger in my ass, you know what I would do? I'd grab her hand and shove that finger in deeper. Be like, go for it.
This lady was 89 getting that lap dance before she turns 90.
I would probably let her suck it if she really wanted to.
Let me take my teeth out, make you come faster.
I mean, just to, like, get a little, you know, she wants to feel, I'd be like, if you want to feel really young, why don't you put it in your mouth and see? It's not going to hurt.
They're bringing in strippers here to make us feel good? The only thing is, they're guys.
So and it makes me feel weird because I really like it more than a woman.
What if they sent in a stripper, but it was like Ari Shaffir is the stripper? It's not some big jacked guy. It's Ari. The woman's like, what? This
those
sucks.
Balls. Those balls are huge. What happened? Did you grow up near Chernobyl?
Your balls are bigger and saggier than the men in here.
I can't do this. She's being too mean.
Can I live here? I like it.
You could see him living there. You can't do stand-up right now, so I'm living in a retirement community.
The people, you know, they have great stories. They're all podcast guests on my show.
Dude, what a heartwarming tale to end on.
On that the holidays. Beautiful. Especially, it was around this, it was in December. That lady wrote that down thinking it was, you know, no way this is going to happen. And they made it. They shocked her. They shocked her and made it happen.
Just goes to show you, never stop dreaming out there. Dream big. Dream as big as you can.
Have the most perverted dreams and they might just come true.
I guarantee her friends, when she told her that, they're like, you're stupid. You wasted your fucking
yeah,
wish.
I'm having afternoon tea. What are you having? She's like, I'm having balls. I'm having balls teabagged in my mouth.
I'm going on a trip to the beach. You're going to be sitting here with nothing. And she's like, oh, yeah, look at that big old schlong.
You think when she told people, they're like, yeah, okay, right. They're like, no, it happened, I swear. She's like, no, it didn't, you idiot.
She's like, yeah, it was at a different nursing home years ago. You wouldn't know it.
What if this guy is an employee of the place? And they're like, just put on the helmet. Come on, man.
They just find the guy who has, like, an all right body. They're like, this is a 10 for her.
Yep.
This guy had a 5 body, but if I were a 90, it would be a 10.
Oh, they brought in Big Earl. He's like, I'm not much younger than you. Be cool.
Hey, didn't I date you in high school? You were a senior. I was a freshman.
Who wants to see some nudes?
That would be great, Earl, fucking dancing for a 90-year-old. You'd be dancing for all the men, and she'd be like, I'm the one who ordered it.
Oh, okay. Where's the heavyweight patient section? I got to see those guys.
So I went to Sweet Cheeks before I came here.
It's a pandemic. I'm a little hairy down there. I apologize.
Yeah. First of all, do you have a phone? Because I got to send you a pic.
I got a landline.
Okay. Actually, I brought a life-size pic of my dick in.
What if this is like the staff plans this big surprise? Like, this is the day. And this lady's like grandkids and son come and visit her that same day. They're like, shit, you got to stall them. She's in there with a stripper.
Dude, I would be 100% for it.
Oh, I wouldn't do. They're like, she's 89.
No, I'm saying if it's your mom.
No, that's what I'm saying. She's 89. Why not?
I would want to be there to see the joy on her face.
I want to sit there and hold her hand.
Yeah, mom, I'm glad you're having a great time. Oh, this is fantastic.
Mom, here's some dollar bills. I want you to put them in his G-string.
Show her the ropes a little bit.
Put this money in his dick sock. Things they wear over their penises.
Excuse me, sir. Could you bury her face in your butt cheeks?
Maybe it was an unlikely love story. He met her, and he's like, "I'm single. She's single."
What is this, Harold Maude? What do you mean?
It's when Harry met fucking old lady.
Harry met fucking Eleanor.
Now he's living in there. He moved in. They're sweet mates.
Dude, if she's 90 and she has any money saved up, she should just get this every fucking week. She's got it. Treat yourself.
Or male hookers. Bring them in.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That would be a tough one.
Put my diaper back on. Come on.
Oh, to bang a 90-year-old? Ooh, boy.
Well, you'd have to, I mean, it could be injuries, I would guess.
Dude, you're going to be drowning in poontang, though, if you're a 90-year-old man in a nursing home.
And you can get, if you're 90 and you can either get it up on your own or have access to pills where you can get a boner, yeah, you're in high demand.
Yeah,
every day, they're fucking
permanent.
Like every day could be their last, because every day could be their last.
Couldn't they just get, they could get a permanent boner injection, I think.
Oh, something just keep just, it.
Yeah, something that, I think there's like a pump or something they could put in to just keep it hard the whole time. That's what I would do.
Is there anyone, because everyone always says, like, oh, when I'm that age, I'm going to be doing crazy drugs. Are there drug deals that go on at these places?
Dude, I think they're already fully fucking medicated. I don't know how many more drugs
you're just like,
you
I
can
give
shove
heroin
in somebody.
A shot.
Oh, I'm sure there's a ton of fucking old heroin addicts.
Or opiates. Like, hey, why not?
They're all on painkillers and shit anyway.
Maybe it's like that's that version of the school lunch table of like, I'll trade you my applesauce for your granola bar. It's like, you want a Vicodin for an Oxy?
You're like, no way, I'll take 5 Vicodin for 1 Oxy.
Dude, come on, don't be a stickler, man. Just give it to me.
Guy's like, dude, you got fucked on that lunch trade.
What are you, an idiot, Maurice? Why would you do that trade, you dumbass?
I do think it's probably just like you're at lunch and then you're like, you want to fuck after this? And you're like, well, I'm fucking Marjorie after this, but I'll fuck you at like 6.
Give
tonight.
Me 2 weeks to recover. I'll fuck you then.
That's true. I wonder how long it takes to come when you're that age.
I don't know. Maybe it's still there's still like 1 minute men who make these women feel sexy.
Can you imagine, guys? I'm 90 years old. I'm still a one pump chump.
He's like, God damn it. What do I have to do?
Yeah, what a fucking curse.
What do you? There should be a pornographic world record. What's the oldest person who's had an orgasm?
On camera or just like just, Guinness was there watching with a fucking monocle being like, he came.
Just like, is there anyone post 100 who's fucking?
He's like, all right, he said he came. Now we're going to need you to push it out, ma'am. Can you push it out?
This guy fucked in 1920. Now he's fucking in 2020.
Who has the longest fuck track record?
Yeah. Interesting
first
record.
Fucked in 1918.
Now I'm on OnlyFans. Tyga is my manager.
Ari was telling me about some comic that loves old women.
Really?
Can't
how old? Elderly?
Yeah, late 60s.
And they like date these women or have sex with them?
I don't know how they interact with them. I would say no, knowing who they are. No, it's not.
Just love them from afar.
No, like they're not openly. They're not doing it in public, but they must be doing it behind closed doors.
Huh. I mean, if you want to, you know, if you're not having success in your age bracket, I think that would definitely help.
Oh, they're having success in their age bracket.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
They just choose big success in their age bracket. They just choose.
Oh, they're like, I don't like my age bracket.
Yeah, they're like, they could have any age bracket they want, and they've chosen to go to the top tier.
Here's the deal. Women who are close to retirement
it's
are
not
sexy
him.
As hell. I'm kidding.
It's not him, but it could be. Mother says that I should date some of her friends. They get me.
Mother's friends. She makes friends, new friends every day. Those are women I could be potentially dating.
I'm dating Uncle's ex. He's not happy.
Do you like apple pie on your windowsill? Well, I'm the man for you.
You like apple pie. I love hair pie.
Let's trade.
You've got plenty of it.
Little should go up to the high 60s.
He's not that far off. What is he, 10 years below?
Yeah, true. Let's be honest.
He's already there, man. He's already. Maybe that's the guy Ari was talking about.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, though, he's having big success in his age bracket. Well, yeah, he kind of is, actually.
Yeah, you know what? Fucking, if I was a sand baron, you know what sand baron pussy I'd be getting?
O'Neill, you haven't lived and you still have that almost 70-year-old pussy.
I could see
what do you want, O'Neill?
Us.
You want a new baseball glove you can barely use? You want a nice, worn-in one that wraps around your dick?
It just fits perfectly.
Let me put my snake mask on and go hit this lady up. I got to go, O'Neill.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, that's everybody.
Another one in the books.
Stay safe out there and watch out for those chicken neighbors. They're coming.
Yeah,
for
dude.
You.
Good luck. Keep us updated on the chicken saga.
Oh, real quick before we get out of here, I've forgotten to do this 2 different times. Sorry, guys. Happy belated birthday to Jason Big Dick Ferris. That's what he wanted me to call him. So there
is
you
that
go.
His wizard name,
Big Dick Ferris. And then Mark Gruninger got drunk and he said he wanted a shout out to the Gruns. And then he emailed me to apologize that he was drunk, but I'm giving it to you anyway.
He's like, please don't call me the Grunts.
Happy birthday to the Grundy man. And happy birthday. Shout out to the Grundy man. Happy birthday to Jason Big Dick Ferris. Belated by this point, but happy
hopefully
birthday.
Have the Grundies in his undies after that drinking session.
It's Grunions. All right, everybody. Take care. Let's get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Saw you out there grazing on some grass. Couldn't help but notice that gorgeous ass. That tail flips so seductively, almost like a hand was welcoming me. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna
want to know. And baby girl, do you want an apple? I'll take you to the wedding chapel. And baby girl, do you want some grains? Your hindquarters are making me insane. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. Don't wanna fuck you now. I might be a man, you might be a horse, but this bond between us is an overwhelming force. If they could see inside us, then they'd know that it's true. Then you'd be inside of me, and I'd be inside. Don't wanna fuck you, no.